Okay. Everything's almost working a little slow here. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining today's TR90 Weight Management Call. My name is Frank Lomas, and I'm your host today, and I'm joining you from my home here in Lompoc, California, 54 miles north of Santa Barbara on California's beautiful Central Coast. My business background before New Skin was a workaholic mortgage broker and small business owner, and I now enjoy my carpet commute, walking from one bedroom to another to grow my business. In my youth, I competed in one of the events in bodybuilding and weightlifting, and I stay active today with regular weightlifting, walking, and calisthenics. These calls occur at 6:40 to 6:55 a.m. Pacific Time, Monday through Friday. To listen live, call 712-775-8972. Wait for the prompt and enter PIN code 910022. Our panel makes these calls to support your efforts with the AgeLock TR90 program, based on three program components clinically shown to help you look leaner and healthier in 90 days. Hang on 1 second here. My wife's phone's chirping.
Bye, honey.
Bye, honey. Make it a great day. Live call here, folks. The primary program components are products, eating, and exercise. So contact your personal New Skin representative or New Skin product support for more details on the program. And check in here each weekday for tips to help you stay connected and informed. You can find an archive of these calls on SoundCloud.com. That's SoundCloud.com or your favorite podcast app by searching for TR90 or my name, Frank Lomas, L-O-M-A-S. Today's topic is, hey, five things a fitness coach would never waste money on. Money's tight for some people out there and maybe buying all this unuseless stuff to get in shape. Let's see what you need here. This was written by Sarah Louise Kelly about 6 months ago, appeared on the HuffPost UK and ended up on my screen. I think I'm British, I guess. The five things a fitness coach would never waste money on. Getting ready to dive right into fitness and strength training means you need a whole lot of special goods before getting started, right? You've got to make sure you're fully prepared for the journey you're about to take on, and let's be honest, not like an amateur in front of your new gym buddies. According to Rocky Jones, a nutrition and fitness coach, this is actually a myth that a lot of things you think you need, you probably don't. Speaking in a recent Instagram reel, Jones discussed the products she's never used, and while acknowledging that this is just her opinion, urges you not to bother with them either. The fitness products you do not actually need. Pre-workout, a substance is often in the form of a powder. It's considered to be helpful for boosting energy and helping you keep a sustained, focused workout, but according to Jones, not everybody needs this stuff. Jones says that while pre-workout does help with heavy lifting, most people don't lift heavy enough to need it. She advises instead that people will benefit more from a good night's sleep and getting enough protein, both of which can contribute to better energy levels. Waist trainers are shaping garments that wrap around your torso and fasten using a lacing system, hook and eye collapse, or sticky fasteners. Popularized by the Kardashians, there's been a long-held belief that frequently wearing a waist trainer can result in a smaller waist. Wow. However, according to Jones, these are not going to make your waist smaller because you can't change the rib cage circumference. No, you're going to make your waist smaller to make your wallet smaller. Jones says that if you want to have a smaller looking waist, working on your back muscles will create an optical illusion that you have a smaller waist. BOSU balls. Now, they describe these. I never knew what these were, but I know what they are now because I see them at the gym. BOSU balls. B-O-S-U. If you're not familiar, BOSU balls are balls that are like a giant exercise ball cut in half. These are often used as a balance trainer and are used during muscle workouts to retain focus. However, Jones points out, most of you can't even stand on one foot. So why would you need a BOSU ball to make it harder and then kill yourself and make it danger? Fair assessment there. You don't get one of those things. Juice cleanses. Juice cleanses are a very controversial topic within the health and wellness world. These are often done over a short period of time and involve drinking daily only fruit or vegetable drinks in an attempt to cleanse the body. Jones says, you're not going to drop body fat percentage by drinking some juice. She acknowledges, She acknowledges that these are great for getting micronutrients, but adds that they're void of fiber, which is essential for hormonal and gut health. While Jones doesn't think juice cleanses should be avoided entirely, she does say that if you're missing out on essential macronutrients, skip the juice cleanse. Spot reduction programs and workouts. Nah. Spot reduction programs are workouts intended to target specific areas of fat, such as upper arms or tummy fat. Jones says, if you still believe those influencers that are telling you that you can get rid of your FUPA, your FUPA, fatty upper pubic area, or your bra fat, they're lying to you. They're lying to you. Jones goes on to say that her skin is one big organ and you can't spot reduce fat because it comes from all over. It seems if you want to get fit, you just need to stick to the basics. So that's it. Short, sweet today. Spot reduction programs and workouts, you don't need to invest in those because they don't really exist. It's in your mind and the mind of the people selling it to you. Juice cleanses, you can probably skip those. BOSU balls. Hey, if you're a gymnast and you've already got balance and grace, you might want to mess around on those, but otherwise, pass that baby by. Waist trainers, things that you put on or things that make you sweat in your midsection, thinking your midsection gets smaller because you're sweating there. No. Put that on the fork and exercise. No. And pre-workout powders, I've never used them. I ran workout pretty darn hard most of my entire life. Never had them. Don't use them. So I kind of go with her recommendation on that too. So, hey, save your money. Do the basics. Get a trainer to help you learn how to work out if you don't know how to work out. And, of course, like I think a couple weeks ago I did one where pre-workouts are available from everywhere online and from apps you can download and put on your phone, Apple or Android. There's plenty of good programs for calisthenics, muscle building, all you want. A lot of apps even have AI built in them now. Once you put in your details and answer enough questions, they'll help progress your workout for you and make it even that much easier. And so lots of ways to go there. So that's it. These calls are recorded on SoundCloud.com, SoundCloud.com. You can find it by putting in either TR90, our weight loss product name, or my name, Frank Lomas, L-O-M-A-S. And once you find it, bookmark it so you can get back over to it. Okay, with that said, let me open up the line and kick off the day here. Nice and quick and smooth.
Well, thank you, Frank. That was very informative. And I'm going to be talking about three more sneaky ways that exercise is good for you.
Perfect. That'll be an excellent one.
I think it'll be excellent. It's actually coming out of the Time Special Edition, The Science of Exercise. So it'll be fun. It'll be fun.
Yeah. Perfect. All right, folks. Well, you know what to expect tomorrow. Come on back tomorrow. I'll be back here on Thursday. And then between now and then, go out and make it a great day. And thanks for joining us. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye, everybody. Thanks, Susan. Bye-bye.
Hey, thank you, Frank. Bye.